back to Mo and Melissa podcast. I'm your host, Melissa. As always, I'm happy that you guys are here with me today. We're going to be talking about growing up in the 90s and early 2000s, as you can tell by the title of the episode. I do have a special guest with me today, and that is Johnny. She is the host of You Reach Johnny podcast. We go over nostalgic memories, games, shows, and fashion on what was the trend back then. And in part two, we talk about what trends we hope don't come back. So stay tuned. This is such a fun episode. Again, this is part one. Part two will be released next week because, you guys, we can talk about this topic like the whole day. I didn't want to do that to you guys to release. So I am releasing part two next week, and I can't wait for you guys to hear that too. So stay tuned and enjoy this episode of the 90s and early 2000s. We're going to be talking about all about the 90s, about growing up in the 90s and early 2000s. And you said you're from 94, I'm from 92. I just want to start like quick background. Where did you grow up at? Because maybe that'll make a huge difference because I grew up in California.
Okay. Yeah. So I have a very complicated, I'm a military kid, so I have moved around a lot. But I was born in 94 in Covina, California, to Southern California, right outside of LA. And then I kind of grew up like my teenage years, like in the 2007, I want to say like 2005 to 2011 2011. I grew up in Orange County. So Southern California is kind of where I'm based out of and like where my family is from and whatnot. So that's kind of where I grew up.
Wow. And you had mentioned in the message that your parents, they had you when they were teenagers. Is that correct?
Yeah. So my parents were 16, 17 when they had me, and my dad had joined the military, you know, as you know, most people do when that happens.
Oh my goodness.
So my dad had joined the military, they had me, and then about I was born, we moved to Tennessee when I was a baby, and then we moved back. So
Oh okay,
because that's kind of where he was training, so
out there in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Do you have siblings?
I do. And she barely made it. She's 99. I was the first grandchild too. Mm-hmm. Obviously with, you know, teenage parents, I'm the first one. So
yeah,
wasn't able to learn, you know, from that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I was an only child for about, 5.5 years, and yeah, very spoiled.
Damn. So like, I know it's going to be different. We're going to be talking about like, I want to talk about toys. If the things that you remember, you know, like what's one toy first off? What's one toy you remember that you used to play with a lot?
There's, again, I was very spoiled. So, you know, thanks mom and dad. But I remember like the biggest thing in my mind is the Tickle Me Elmo.
I forgot about that.
And the reason why it sticks out in my mind so much is because one of my favorite Christmas movies is Jingle All the Way. If you've ever seen it, it's with Arnold Schwarzenegger and he's trying to find, you know, the robo doll for his kid. And my mom, I remember watching it and she was like, that was me looking for Tickle Me Elmo for you when you were a baby. And I was like, I didn't think it was that serious. And then I like looked into it when I was older, and it was a very serious like doll to get. And the fact that she was able to get it for me was pretty cool. So that's like a memorable one. Mm-hmm. And then another like memorable one I would say is probably, the like McDonald's like register thing, the like little register stuff. I loved that stuff. That was my favorite.
I forgot about the register because I used to pretend like I was the cashier and ring people up because I had a sister and she like her and I's toys were different. Like she had the Easy Bake Oven. Do you remember that? Yep.
Jealous.
Yeah. It tasted like plastic, anything that you cooked. Yeah. But, and then we also had the register, but she was more like, oh, I'm the leader. Like, I'm going to do the cashier. You're going to be the customer. I'm going to be the person that bakes, or I'm the teacher. So I'm like, so you're always
the,
are you
the younger sister then?
I am. Like, she was like, okay, the pink, everything pink. And I'm like yellow. Like, what was it? Power Rangers. She was always pink and I was always yellow.
Got it. Got it.
You know, yeah, like stuff like that.
Because so my mom, her youngest sister is only 5 years older than me. So I kind of got like a sense of what it was like to have an older sister. Mm-hmm. So when I was growing up, she would have all the Barbies, but I wasn't allowed to play with them. So I was allowed to like sit there and watch her come up with like different like Barbie guns. She would like put them all together and like make like little houses out of stuff around the house. And but then once that was over, we'd play for like a minute and she'd be like, I'm over it.
So she had like the dream house and the convertible car.
She had so much stuff that we had to put it in like my grandma's like shed in the backyard. There was just so much Barbie stuff.
I was into Barbies, I'm not gonna lie. Like Barbies, like it was so cool dressing them up and putting them shoes on. And I even made my brother play with me because my sister wasn't into Barbies. But since he had the cars, he had the trucks, I would put them in there, him and I would play. So
cute.
Because my sister was like always like, it's like, oh, we're gonna do this and that. But I didn't always want to play that kind of stuff. So my brother was like super chill. And I was like, oh, you want to play Barbies? He's like, sure.
I love that. That's awesome. Yeah. My younger sister is really into like, because I think I'm kind of like your older sister in that way of like everything's pink and like Barbies and girly stuff. Yeah. Right. And my sister was really, really into just like animals. So anything with animals, like anytime we went to Toys R Us, like my dad would take us to Toys R Us like every once in a while and be like, pick out whatever you want.
Yeah.
And I would pick out like the most extravagant, like Barbie, whatever. Mm-hmm. And my sister, you know, those like little plastic, like monitos, the little like horses that are just like sold separately.
Yeah.
Like a dollar. My sister would only pick out those things.
It's like, we could just go on Dollar Tree.
I mean, literally, she was like, oh, I want a horsey.
I was more into that too. I like animals. I And I think we would get Bean Babies and McDonald's Happy Meal too, right?
Yes.
Or is it just me? Yes.
No, yeah, there was a time. There was a time. Yep.
Yeah.
All the Disney toys were my favorite at McDonald's. Come out with those toys. There's actually there's actually a video of me talking to my dad, because like when I was younger, I wanted to be an actress. So I was like always on camera, was saying like, oh, if I do like behave or if I do well, can we go to McDonald's so I can get a Tarzan toy? Because that's what I wanted.
To us, like that's like a huge thing. And I feel like now it takes a lot just to impress a kid. You can't just like, McDonald's toys is like nothing. It's horrible.
It's awful. I was babysitting. I don't know if you can call it babysitting. I guess I was like house sitting and the kids were like there, but they are, they're like 15, 16. And like the youngest one was 12. I was like trying to, I don't know, I guess be cool.
Yeah.
And I was like showing them movies and like, you know, trying to, you know, connect with them on some level. And every single thing I did was cringy, like not like, it was so hard to impress. And I was like, come on, I'm not that old. What's going on?
I know. I feel like it's so hard. Like even my brother, because I have a younger brother, he's 16. Mm-hmm. So my time, it was like, we didn't have unlimited text messages, you know? And like him, it's like unlimited text, unlimited data. We had to work for our stuff.
So much access to everything. And it's
so much.
I think I told somebody once, I was like, I think it was at a toy store. And I said, I feel like one of these days toys are going to be obsolete. Like kids aren't going to want to play with things anymore because it's all going to be online. And I hope that day never comes. But with the closing of Toys R Us, I was like, maybe this is closer than I think, because this is kind of scary.
It is. And there's not many toy sections anymore. Like even at the stores like Target or Walmart. I mean, I feel like
all the toy sections have like tech stuff in it. It's all like, you know, robots and all kind, which is cool. The technology is great. I'm glad that we're getting, you know, excuse me. I'm glad that we're getting new technologies. I'm glad that, you know, our kids are able to be smarter than us. Like that's cool. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, there's like no, just Steeler Schmegler toys anymore.
Yeah, I know. I was telling my husband, like, there's this one toy. I don't know if you remember, but it always gave me like anxiety. It was the Perfection. Do you know what toy that is?
Is that the board game where you put like the things in there?
Yeah, like a timer.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So it gave me a heart attack. Yes.
Yeah. And I'm like trying to hurry up. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I could never finish it. But that was like that, the literally trying to be Perfection. That toy just gave me anxiety not thinking about it. That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. But I think we have started to regain a love for board games though through quarantine.
Yeah.
Which is great. I'm glad, because when I was with those kids, they wanted to play Monopoly, like the original OG, no credit card Monopoly. And they were so good at it. And wow. I'm like, this is good. This is a good sign. Like the kids want to play board games with each other. So I think this time has also kind of brought people back to, like, obviously we're getting older. So we're kind of like in charge of what is, you know, popular, because that's what we're making. And so, you know, kind of revamping board games and like making that fun again, because we're nostalgic for it. So we're going to like try to remake it so it's nostalgic, or so that other kids can enjoy it and stuff like that.
Three, my son, we don't have any electronics, tablet or nothing. I just refuse. Game Connect Four. He's just obsessed. And I'm like, that's what I want. I loved Candyland. I loved Connect Four. I love Uno or Pick Up Sticks.
In my house, we're all over 20 and we have board games, like old school board games. Like, just so whenever we get like, you know, because none of us, I mean, are on, maybe my younger sister, because she lives with me, is like the most like tech involved, but everyone else is like, we'll watch a show and you want to play a board game.
So what kind of shows did you watch growing up?
Because I was so young in the 90s, shows like Barney, Out of the Box, Zoom was a big one. So like anything that showed up on like Saturday morning cartoons, and like Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Which is funny, because my grandma, like growing up in like a Mexican, like her Mexican household, because like my Mexican household, my mom and dad, like they're military. So we were like a little bit more like whitewashed. But going to like my grandma's house, she was very adamant that we are not allowed to watch like Harry Potter or like Charmed or anything with like witchcraft. But we were allowed to watch Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
I know you said Zoom is something about Bark. I actually never heard of those shows.
So Zoom was a show that was a bunch of kids who they would teach you how to like make food. And then like the next segment would be like a science experiment. And then the next segment would be like an arts and craft project. And it basically was like a summer camp type of show where they were like just teaching you a bunch of stuff. But that one was fun. And then Out of the Box was another one where you like, you go in there.
Wasn't that the
I think so. The
clapping. Clap yeah. I actually like that one. I remember.
So those were my favorite when I was younger. That I just like watched because it was like on TV.
Like late 90s, because obviously when I was younger, I didn't watch parents. Right. But late 90s would be obviously like Hey Arnold. I would say mostly Nickelodeon, not Disney. I feel like Disney didn't have that many shows.
It was mostly Nickelodeon. Not at the time. Yeah.
Right? Yeah, Rugrats is Nickelodeon, right? Yes, I remember watching. Yeah. Okay. Like Rugrats, and then Disney did, but they had like Even Stevens, That's So Raven, Lizzie McGuire.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, Even Stevens was a big one.
Boy Meets World.
Yes, that's one that I watched recently on Disney Plus, and I was like, this is a deep show.
I know. It's really good because they end it with like a lesson always, like just like Full House.
Yeah, exactly.
I used to watch like the Olsen twin sisters, like the movies.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
I thought
that. The Olsen twins. I think when they got older, they did. Oh my God, I just saw it on like a TikTok. It was called Somewhere in Time or Something in Time.
New York Time or something. Yeah. where they go like on a subway or a
That was
on TikTok.
Yeah, people were like, I don't know, I'm somehow on Mary Kate and Ashley TikTok, and they were just talking about all the stuff that they've done, and they were just like recalling old stuff. So, but yeah, those were good.
When you get like older, like in middle school slash high school, it was like the Luck of the Irish. Hey, today's St. Patrick's Day. I'm pretty sure they're gonna be showing that today.
Yeah, exactly. Like the Irish. Or, I have my Cinderella.
Oh, you do.
On. Yeah. So it's a 96 version, Whitney Houston, Brandy.
It brings back so much memories. I've had it on VHS though.
Yeah. I think I did too. Yeah. It was so good. Sure. So good.
Smart House was another movie. If we're going to like early 2000s. They have Smart all those House. On Disney Plus.
Yeah. There's one movie, so have you seen 17 again with like Zac Efron?
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I don't know if anybody really remembers, but there was like, I don't know if, I doubt it's the original, but there was another version of it with the, with Tia and Tamara.
Oh.
Sisters, and their like parents were
yes. What is
transformed
that
to 17 year olds. Yes. I want to say it's called, isn't it called 17 again?
I think it is 17 again. And then like her dad, is it her dad or someone is like really handsome, really cute?
Yeah,
so I think it was cute. Her dad. And then they go into the pool, right? And that's how they reverse it.
Yes. Yes. Oh, that one was like one of my favorites. Yeah, that's this one came out in 2000 and it is called 17 again.
17 again.
So yeah, so the Zac Efron one is a remake of this one.
Oh,
I would assume.
I didn't know that. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that one. And that just brought back another show. I would watch Sister, Smart Sister. Guy was another one that I watched. Mm-hmm. That one was super good.
You brought back memories too with the movie, that one. Because I can't find that movie. I don't think that movie is on Disney Plus, but it's a date with the president's daughter or something like that.
Oh my gosh. With yes, that is like... I don't know why, but that's like one of my favorite ones. And that one's not on Disney Plus yet. And it's just because I think it's just so fun. It's just funny that's.
I think it's so cool. Like to me, when they go to the fashion in the store and she gets like that alien necklace or something like that. Yeah. I just thought like the whole movie was so cool. Like,
and
I looked it up.
It was great.
I actually Googled on when it's going to be released and I thought it was supposed to be released this year. But it's still not up. So I'm assuming they might not even bring it onto Disney Plus.
Oh, that would suck. That's a really good one. Yeah. And then the one with Katherine Heigl, the Wish Upon a Star one. Again,
so
a movie
that was on Netflix.
Oh, it is?
It was. Last year it was on Netflix. When the sisters switch, right?
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
another
so
one
good.
That's been remade. That's a classic. Yeah, that one's a really good one. I think that one also came out. That one came out in 1996.
That was like a really good one. That was about like, I love that they had like different styles and like all the stuff, the trick they used to the wish. Yeah, that was good.
I have a question for you then. What do you think about like teenagers today, their style to their music, like bringing back shows that they've discovered?
Oh my God, that's sad that they discovered. I don't, like, I'm not sure about the music or anything like that, but I know about the fashion because I heard about that. Skinny jeans.
Yeah.
I remember like when we used to wear like cargo pants or flare pants or loose pants, like just tight in the waist and then just loose in the bottom. I remember putting the rubber bands around like the bottom of my jeans.
Yep.
Yeah, times it's like we've been through that, like. Describe it because I went shopping a couple weeks ago because I went out of town and everything's like crop top. I'm so annoyed by that. Like I'm not into crop tops and I mean I'm not
just
gonna
like
show
triggers
my-
us to
yes I'm like
when
it's like you see the cute shirts and then everything it's just like okay and but I love that they're bringing back spaghetti straps.
Yeah, like plastic ones, you remember?
Yes,
when they used
big,
to,
like
yeah.
It will leave a mark on your like chest or your shoulder.
Yeah.
I know.
That one's crazy. I think it's cool. I mean, I really appreciate though that, you know, a lot of the kids who are finding inspiration with like different decades are doing more ethical shopping when it comes to that. By that, I mean, you know, thrift shopping a little bit more, like, you know, buying on Depop is like a really big thing. So I think, and like Poshmark to find like 90s stuff, I think is a really good thing. Like if you're going to shop those decades or kind of bring back that, then instead of having like Forever 21, just regurgitate the designs, you might as well just buy the original.
That's so true.
But yeah, that's, I'm always curious because I feel like sometimes they do gatekeep a little bit when it comes to like certain things.
I don't know, for some reason, this keeps popping up to me is a shirt with a butterfly on it.
Yes. Oh my gosh, me too.
Right? Like I have so many of those shirts and the platforms, because there's like a photo that my mom has. I'm at Disneyland. I had like this huge Skechers platforms. So I'm like, what the hell am I doing? Like wearing those platforms, and now they're back in style.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
It's weird because like I've heard when my parents talk about it when I like went to school, like, oh my God, you're wearing that. Like we used to wear that in high school. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And so now I'm like, oh my God, I'm my parents. Cause my sister, same way, like, even though she's 5 years younger than me, but, you know, I see things on TikTok and I lump her in with Gen Z cause she's kind of like on the cusp. I'm like,
yeah, she is.
Look what Gen Z thinks is so like cool and hip. And she's like, oh my God, you sound like our parents.
Well, like, cause even baggy clothes are coming back.
Yeah. Every like the grunge look is pretty in also. I can understand how people would be kind of triggered by that era, because a lot of it was like, you know, being skinny was fashionable, and a lot of, you know, unhealthy habits when it came to how you looked. And yeah, I think people are hoping we just don't go back to the mindset of that we had when we were growing up. So
yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up, because I forgot about that. Like the pressure we had.
It's like just the low-rise jeans just bringing pressure back. So I also have another random question for you. How do you feel about like the millennial versus Gen Z fight that's going on? Because again, when I was babysitting, I was so humbled. The 12-year-old was like, it just randomly asked me, who do you think is the worst generation? And I was like, what kind of question is that? And then she started going off about how, like, you know, Gen Z is better than, you know, millennials and yada yada. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
You fought with me.
She's like, hey, hi, so sit down, I have a question for you.
Yeah. And then she's like, by the way, you're wrong.
What?
So I'm curious to know, like, because I'm sure you've seen it. People are like going off about the middle part and the skinny jeans.
Yeah, I feel like if I was definitely around like younger like kids, but I'm not, because the only one is 16-year-old, my brother, but he's not about that. Like he's all about sports. I've seen on TikTok, and I've seen like, because I'm a mom now, and I feel like I'm in that like a different area too, you know, where like skinny jeans are a thing, which I'm like, what, since when? And like the middle part is a thing. I was like, my hair doesn't go in the middle anymore, like it's so trained to go to the right. It's like no matter what I do, it's not gonna go middle. But the only thing that gets me mad, it's more of technology, because we grew up when technology was just starting, like the thick iPods, LimeWire, where you had to actually put in work to get your music, not just search it up on Spotify and it comes for free. Like we would have to wait till 9 p.m. to talk on the phone, or we wouldn't, like literally my mom had a bill of $500 because I kept texting. Like I didn't have
unlimited text messages. I remember getting in trouble too for going over my minutes. And it's like, what?
And like they wouldn't they cost cents? Like a text would be like a cent or something. Or how much?
Yeah, it was something like that. And I didn't have like friends like that. to be honest though, I also kind of was like late to the game with that, only because my dad was really into having like the latest and greatest gear and technology. So I was very like privileged in that sense of I always had latest technology and my friends mm-hmm. always were like behind. So wow. there was nobody for me to text. But if I did go over, it was like $10. Like something yeah. really small.
Yeah. But now it's like ridiculous because like now you have the next generation, which I feel like is just so easy for them. They don't have the same interactions and conversations that we had. I feel bad for them, if anything.
I feel like everyone is in everyone's business now. Like there's yeah. no way to like keep anything separate or private or after you know, getting torn a new one about it.
Yeah.
It was funny because she's 12. And she was mm-hmm. telling me, well, your generation left us with a planet that's not going to survive. And oh. like, you weren't the ones who actually created the internet. So I don't know why you guys always take, you know,
the credit
for things that you've like mm-hmm. that have been developed. Like that wasn't you.
What?
And then I started thinking about it. I'm like, oh my God. I mean, but then I started talking about like apps and stuff and she's like, okay, but you didn't invent the software. Like all you've done is also regurgitate like what, you know, boomers have done or like Gen X.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And I was like, is this girl making like sense? Like what's happening? And she's like, you've left our planet in shambles, you know, because of you, we're not going to be, you know, it's going to be harder for us to buy houses and, you know, like because of you, like things are going to be harder for us, like as far as like money goes. And then she was like, and your generation has definitely traumatized us to where mm-hmm. we need therapy and all this stuff. And I was like, whoa, let me just stop you for just 1 second there.
I feel like if anything, we helped you guys out.
Yes. That's what I told her. I said, listen, when it comes to the trauma part, mm-hmm. let's just be honest. Let's just be real. Let's point the finger where it belongs. Gen X. I'm sorry. That's where
it's so true.
That's who raised me. It's who's raising you. Cause her parents are also like the same age as my parents. Cause my parents are young. So it's like Gen X is your parents and also mine. So they're the ones to truly blame.
Yeah. You're like,
for our trauma because they took, you know, whatever kind of our parents. Yeah. And then they put all that pressure onto us because they had so much pressure, you know, to get a house and do this. And you know what I mean? And like that time already with things were already changing in that generation to where I don't think that they were able to balance the two of like changing with the times, but also keeping your conservative views. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
So even though things around them were changing, they were just stubborn. And then they had all this pressure. Like they're the ones who created workaholics. Like, you know, they're the ones who kind of created this like trauma pattern. And so I feel like we as millennials are starting to recognize that. And hopefully, mm-hmm. you know, we've kind of started the quote trend of stopping generational trauma. And Gen Z has kind of like picked up on that and then like amplified it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So
damn, that's so good what you just said. Cause that's so true. Like now I think about it, I feel like if anything, we help them talk about feelings.
Yeah.
Cause 100%. I mean, like my parents didn't talk. Honestly, cause like a Hispanic family back then, now it's different, but we didn't talk about sex in the household.
Nope.
You know, like I wasn't educated on sex. I wasn't educated on depression. I wasn't educated. But school too. Now I think about it, school, they didn't educate us on like what happens if this and that happens. Like you go to therapy or resources. I feel like that wasn't a thing back then unless you had like a broken home, to be honest, where I lived, you know? Mm-hmm. And now like us millennials, like me, like my kid, I am more about that. Like, oh, it's okay. Like, go ahead and cry. I'm not going to punish you for crying. I'm not going to tell you, you got to be a man. You know, that's one thing we're breaking. We're actually speaking up like, no, like a lot of like my friends, our moms, they want to break that tradition. They want to break the, you know, the guys have to work and the women have to stay at home. Like we're breaking that. Right. If anything, we're helping you guys out. We're speaking up.
Exactly. And I told her too, I was like, I understand where you're coming from, but mm-hmm. you also have to recognize that you guys are 21 and under. So you guys aren't grown yet. So I appreciate the fact that, you know, your generation is so outspoken and you guys mm-hmm. are like, you know, standing up for things that you believe in. You know, I hope that it's stuff that you truly believe in and not stuff that's trendy. Yeah. And, you know, I really do appreciate your guys' awareness. Like the fact that she was able to talk to me about, just say the word trauma was also like really eye-opening. Like, okay, this generation is at least, exposed to that kind of knowledge.
Yeah.
And they have access to the internet. So, you know, if they want to know something, it's very easy. Whereas it was harder for us growing up to kind of do things like that. But, another thing I told her was, you know, right after you is going to be our kids.
Yeah.
And so because they're being raised by us, they're just going to get more and more, like they're just going to get better and better. And then that the next generation after that is going to be your kids. So like, you know, hopefully we also are raising a different generation who's going to be better than you, you know, and then you raise a generation that's going to be better than them. So
yeah,
it's just an ongoing cycle. So
it is. And that's the whole point too. You know, you want to like every generation improves, you know, just like my parents, they came, you know, they sacrificed their life, they would buy a house. And then my son has us, hopefully one day he go to college. So every generation does improve, hopefully. But so that's crazy that she talked to you about that.
It was nuts. And I can't help but wonder if they are just, because I'm sure we were annoying to our parents, you know, being young and like rebels and the same thing. Like, you know, it goes like it's again, it's just a cycle. I wonder if they're just more annoying to us because they're in our spaces as far as like social media and like we see them all the time and they're the ones like, you know what I mean? I wonder if that's why they're more annoying to us than we were to, you know, our parents because they're not in our faces like that.
Yeah. I think also the internet has to do something with it. Cause I mean, I don't know about you, but the internet wasn't like available to me. I would go to like, it's like a community place where we would go after school and we could get online and do our chats. Like, who knows who we chatted.
Cafes or whatever they were.
Yeah. Or like they were free or you would like have like 90 minutes chat, whoever you wanted to be with. And then till high school, that's when like internet was available. I would have to do like a prepaid phone. I sound hella broke back then, but I would do a prepaid phone on my Sidekick. You know, and I would have two phones. So like my prepaid phone, I paid for that. And then my other phone was just like a Nokia flip phone.
See, good for you. I like, I guess it was so funny because my dad was always really into technology and I kind of was. I think I grew to like it a lot more. But at the time I was like, okay, cool. Thanks.
It's
not that big of a deal. So what would happen is because they got new technology all the time, like because my dad was super into it. When it got old, they would give it to me. So I remember my mom had like a old, like flip LG phone that she had gotten like one of those like stickers on it. Like those wrap stickers that you could put on your flip.
Oh, that's right.
And she got like a pink, like Louis Vuitton design stickered on it. And then she rhinestoned like the edges.
Oh my God.
So it was
God.
Blinged out. I thought it was the coolest person in middle school with like this blinged out phone. Everybody's like, oh my God, your phone's so cute. Like, thanks. but at that time, again, like I didn't really have friends to like text or call. Like I maybe had like two friends. So to them it was like whatever, like a kid with like a phone to play with,
or like an old credit card.
Like that's kind of how they, I think they saw it, was like, yeah, just give her it. she's just playing with it, it's fine. And then it kept going that way. I always got a hand-me-down phone, but the phone was always new because it was new to them. So like the next phone I got was like a Sidekick. And again, that one was like blinged out, had like the little charm hanging off of it.
Oh, that's right. On the end.
Yeah. Those little charms were like so cool.
They were hella cute. And
yeah. So I had a charm hanging off of it. And then I think, so once I got to high school, my mom gave me the very first iPhone, her old iPhone. But I wasn't allowed to take it to school. So it was funny because at that time, and I grew up in Orange County, mind you, so it was very like rich area.
Yeah.
And when I was going to high school, she didn't let me bring it to school, which was fine. Like I didn't need to show it off or whatever. but I would be like, Mom, how am I gonna call you when it's time to like pick me up? And she looked at me dead ass and was like, everyone else has a phone, don't they? You call from someone else's phone. I'm like, that is so embarrassing.
Oh my God.
But she was right. Like any person I asked, like, hey, can I borrow your phone? They'd be like, yeah, sure.
That is true, huh? It was acceptable to ask somebody to, can I borrow your phone? Just call my mom real quick. Now I think about it.
Yeah, yeah. Now it's like, where's your phone?
I don't know. Yeah, you know what I mean? Right.
But back then it was like, true. Yeah, it was kind of like, whatever. Sure. Use my phone.
Wow. I never had the iPhone. My sister did. I had a Sidekick and then I transitioned to the BlackBerry.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I never had the BlackBerry, but I think my dad did. And I remember it. Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was so cool because it had like the middle ball and like turned different colors. Yeah. And it was like, it was a little harder because like the Sidekick, you're able to text like this, like, you know, like a keyboard. Yeah. And then the BlackBerry, it would be like the T9 or whatever you had to like text. So
very hard. But,
yeah. It's so hard, guys. Oh my God.
I find myself doing that with like emojis. You know how you can search emojis now?
Yeah.
You type in what you're looking for. I can't get out of that sometimes. I'm like, oh my God, this reminds me of like having to deal with these flip phones. Cause I have like the GIF keyboard on it.
Yeah.
And then I have like the emoji keyboard. I'm like, oh my God. And then I have like Spanish mode. So I'm like clicking it, like damn, trying to get it back to it. I'm like, wow, okay, boomer.
That's a lot. That is a lot. Like, you know, it's funny though. Like I talked to somebody about Sidekick and they're like, oh, I don't have a Sidekick. I'm like, you don't have a Sidekick? Like that was a thing, like to like flip it up and AIM. Like, so this, I feel old now because AIM, that was how I met my husband. Like, everyone's
oh my
like,
God, that's amazing. Yeah.
Like we would that. Like, we would AIM each other. Cause you remember the go away messages?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You would have like some kind of quote or like something like subliminal.
Yeah. After my dreams, BRB.
Right.
Like little hearts and like,
or like the, you symbols. Know, just like away messages. So yeah, yeah, annoying. Yeah. But yeah, that's how I met him. Cause I would, we were aiming, but back then, you know, you had to be like somewhere that had Wi-Fi. You couldn't be like, oh, if I stepped to my car, I lost service. So yeah. I remember he had said, and this is how I was like, oh, this is real. It's crazy. He said, yeah, service. So do you want to just text me? I'm like, oh, he wants to continue this conversation. Like, yes. It's just crazy. Cause like those kids like are not going to know what that is. Like, or what's going on.
Mm-mm. Yeah. It's not Facebook Messenger. It's not Google Chat. It's very, very different. Very different. It's funny because I, going off of like meeting people and dating now, mm-hmm. I always tell my boyfriend, I am glad that we have like an OG story as opposed to like, no offense. I mean, everybody, you know, is meeting off of, you know,
yeah,
like Bumble and Tinder, like that's just the way now. So I understand. Mm-hmm. I just like that when people ask how we met, we have like a different story, you know?
Yeah.
And like an OG story of like, we met in person. Like I saw him, he worked across the street from me. Like, it's very simple, so but it's nice to have like a different story. So
yeah.
Like, I mean, obviously I wouldn't mind, like, if I met him on a dating app, it wouldn't change either way, but it's just nice to have, like, somebody be caught off guard by, you know, your meeting story. You know what I mean?
It's true, because people ask, like, how you met, like, oh, I met him at a house party, and, you know, then, like, our story is crazy, but we met at a house party, and obviously the thing was, instead of asking what your Snapchat was, is what's your AIM?
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. And that was like the thing back then, because, and then MySpace, but I didn't use MySpace for like, you know, messaging. It was more of like music, aesthetics. Codes, yeah, or like top eight or like just pictures, but it was nothing. Yeah. And I was never into a Facebook. Were you into Facebook?
I did have a Facebook only because, like, again, like a difference the 2 years makes also. Like I had a MySpace, but I wasn't allowed to have a MySpace. My parents both had MySpace. Mm-hmm. And I want to say I was in middle school at the time, or maybe my first year of high school, and I had MySpace, but I like changed my last name, which was dumb because my first name is very easy to search.
Yeah. Like,
so anyway, so I changed my last name, thought I was sneaky. And I remember going to my dad's house and my mom was there for some reason. And I walked into my dad's room because he was like, come in here. Like, I need to talk to you. And I walked in and he had my MySpace.
Oh, no.
Up on the big flat screen TV. On the TV. Oh, and said, what gosh. Is this?
What was your profile picture of you?
Yeah, but it was like a group picture. So I was like, but it still had my first name.
Oh,
it was
no.
so dumb. And he was like, what is this? Like, I thought we told you not, you know, you can't have a MySpace, whatever. Oh, that was traumatizing. Again, Gen X traumatizing me. But they asked me about it. And then after all of that, after them like kind of being like, we don't want you on here because it's dangerous, like blah, blah, blah. They had very valid reasons to why mm-hmm. they didn't want me on it. And I totally understand now. And at that time, like, I was like, look, I just want to be on there because my friends are on there. Like, you yeah. know, it's nice to like, you know, communicate with my friends, blah, blah. And so they finally caved and they're not going to comment on anything. We're not going to share anything. We're not going to like anything. We just want to be able to have access to it, you know, mm-hmm. just in case, like, we just want to make sure that everything's good. And I think, like now growing up and kind of realizing, you know, the difference between privacy and, you know, what, like how, what the boundaries are when it comes to privacy yeah. and kids. I think that really set me up for success because it taught me that there are going to be people who follow you or who are like on your LinkedIn or whatever, who are future employers, you know, people, who work with you, you know, once I started working for Disney, they told me that there's a team that their one job is to go online and kind of research profiles of people who work for them, their entire company. And like, even if you're private, like they go on there and they, you know, make profiles or whatever. And if you go out of line, like if you're not representing the company in a good way, that they'll find you.
Oh my goodness.
And so I yeah. think that really set me up for that. And like now getting older, like I understand like what the boundary is, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? I think that kind of slipped up when my sister started getting more and more access to technology because it was like, I think they were trying so hard to keep her away from like dangerous situations, but because of the, like the constant access or like
easy access and everything.
Yeah. 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 The more innovations that came out, you know, to hide things or to, you know, you just because you don't have a phone doesn't mean you can't text on a computer or do this or do that. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like that got harder for them. And I think that made them have less boundaries when it came to her. Does that mm-hmm. make sense? Mm-hmm. So, but luckily I kind of got like the two sides of that coin. And I hope that one day when I have kids, I'll be able to, you know, establish the boundaries yeah. of like letting your kid have their privacy, but also letting them be aware that like anyone at any moment can like be following you, either, you know, dangerous situation or of employment situation. You know what yeah. I mean? Just like be careful what you're putting out in the world. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like for anyone that's hearing this that's looking for a job, I don't care what age you are, they do look at that because I mean I work at the hospital and that's a huge thing. Whatever you like, if a hospital or around the area, like you have to say something like appropriate. It's, you know, that's good that you like they taught you that. I was never like a person to like post anything inappropriate because I don't think I was around that kind of stuff. I didn't do any same. Bad things in high school, you know. I was more
yeah,
like
same.
The people around me did it, but those friends of mine totally respected my decision. Like, oh, we're gonna do this and that, but Melissa, sorry. Like, I'm like, no, it's fine. Like, I'm glad you're giving me heads up. You know, they never offered anything like that. So
good. Yeah, that's
yeah,
good. That's kind of what my situation was too. But yeah, I find that to be interesting too. Just like the difference, and you know, that's not to say you can't have your opinion on something, mm-hmm. But it needs, I feel like, just be aware of what you're putting out in the world as far as, you know, like false information or
right, yeah.
you know, bashing certain people or things that, you know, may be an area you want to go into. Do you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like
yeah.
if I was planning on going back to SoulCycle, I don't think I would have that great of a chance after my couple episodes. So that's, but that's something I know. I know I'm not going back that in that realm. So that's why I feel a little bit more free to kind of say, you know, my truth a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But if I was, I absolutely would be very cautious of what I put out there online for sure. So
yeah, everyone just, be careful. Yeah,
it's an interesting world. There, Big Brother.
That is such MySpace. I didn't think it was bad, but I had like some situations where like I would get messages, or even especially Facebook. I don't know why I had like so many friends. It's like, I don't even know you. But then I would get messages like, you know, who's out there. And like,
oh my God. Yes.
I mean, yep. I feel like it's still going on, but the show Catfish totally opens your eyes. Like, you don't know.
It's scary. So that again, well, to answer your original question, yes, I had Facebook in high school because everybody transferred from MySpace to Facebook.
Yeah.
I think it also was depending on, you know, your friends or your school, like if other people were transferring to Facebook, it was just kind of like you jumped on that trend and also got one. So I got one, same thing with my parents. They followed me. And so once we got into the Facebook realm again with like Catfish, it was like my parents also made it a point to, we used to watch like 2020 every Friday. Or like Dateline, like that was like our Friday night thing. And when we would watch things like, you know, internet safety and like, you know, catfishing or anything like that, they would make it a point to like pause it and like discuss it with us. So I think my parents did like a really good job of like trying to relate things that we could like visually see, or like that didn't like feel like it was happen. Just coming from them. To make it feel like it wasn't just coming from them, like they were just lying to us or just saying things to get us to not do things. They were like, okay, look at this, look at, I want you guys to watch this episode and really like take it in, like people are, this is really happening, you know what I mean? Like that could be you, don't think that you're exempt, like you need to be really careful, like all this stuff. So I thought that was really interesting too, but
that
is
so Facebook,
good. Yeah.
That made me realize about one thing too. Like, I don't know if you had health class in high school. Well, they call it health class. Do you remember, like when they're talking about like drunk driving?
Girl, I have a whole storybook.
I hope you guys enjoyed part one of growing up in the 90s, early 2000s. You guys, it gets even better. The second part, I think, laughs so much. Her and I is just go over on what trends we don't want to come back and high school memories and whatnot. So yes, stay tuned for part two, and that will be released next week. If you guys enjoyed this episode, please leave a review. Like, comment, share on your stories. I love to hear the feedback. And if you guys are ever interested on talking about any of these topics, please let me know. I'd love to have you guys as a guest. Again, can't wait for you guys to hear next week's episode, or can't wait for you guys to hear part two of this episode.